I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The expansion of Al-Shabaab, an Islamic terror group based in Somalia, has at least one ministry on edge. Buckner International is putting an indefinite hold on missions travel to Kenya. Buckner's in-country ministry is continuing, but trips are on hold because of terrorist threats that are directed towards Westerners. Find more details at our website. And can you pray for Buckner and the situation in East Africa today? Pray that the terrorism won't stop the love of Christ in action. Next, with all eyes on Thailand and its coup, neighboring Burma barely gets a passing glance.
People are dying every day. The world is unaware and silent.
This partner's relief and development worker says 150,000 Rohingya people are struggling to survive in refugee camps. Burma's government won't recognize them as citizens, which means the Rohingya don't get any state aid. Partners is standing in the gap, sharing God's love with Burma's vulnerable people. You can bring spiritual and physical help to the Rohingya at missionnetworknews.org and pray that workers can move the supplies there safely. And a Christian media and healthcare ministry is wondering if you'll be part of the 100,000 strong to join their I Refuse campaign. President of Reach Beyond, Wayne Peterson, says the campaign is based off a ministry-created manifesto. It's a call to the church about global missions. The 7-point manifesto addresses the spiritual and physical means to accomplish this.
If we could get 100,000 more people that were passionate about sharing Christ with their neighbors even, and then to expand that to the global vision, but we could change the world. Think of what 12 men did 2,000 years ago to change the world.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and voila, you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.